Neither Malcolm Turnbull nor Bill Shorten speak much about their religion, in contrast to Kevin Rudd and Tony Abbott, who led their parties to the 2013 election. But religion does inform the values of the current leaders. Over the next 2 weeks, we'll look at the faith lives of the men vying to be Prime Minister after July 2nd. Our guide is writer Roy Williams. His most recent book is Post God Nation, and he's also the author of In God They Trust, The Religious Beliefs of Australia's Prime Ministers. We start with Malcolm Turnbull, who converted to Catholicism, and Roy Williams begins the story.
It appears that Malcolm took the process very seriously. He's spoken and written very eloquently about religious faith. It's unclear from the public record how often he actually attends Mass, and he's been fairly sparing in his sharing with the public his deepest beliefs. In fact, he's on the record as saying he regards religion as, quote, very much a mystery. When you read the occasional piece where he refers to religion, they're extremely thoughtful and show deep knowledge. It's the living part of the faith that I can't quite get a handle on at this point, particularly if you look at his public policy.
Yeah, we'll come to that in a moment because you dealt with that in a recent article for the Melbourne Anglican newspaper. He does seem to defy the stereotype, and I acknowledge it's a stereotype, of the convert to Catholicism. We think of the convert to Catholicism as the one who takes to every doctrine and every practice with a fervour. They love the Latin Mass. They've memorised the Catechism.
It's not John Henry Newman, no.
No, no. And they're quite socially conservative, which Turnbull isn't.
No, he's not. I made the point in that article for the Melbourne Anglican that he's a social liberal, and his views on so-called social issues are simply at variance with the Vatican's. Similarly, and this is a reflection of who he is, a businessman, he openly admits that he's an economic neoliberal. And like it or not, and I hope serious Catholics won't take offence at this, but his positions are really more or less the opposite of the Vatican's on everything. Putting aside the absolute core theological issues, I'm talking here about the secondary public policy issues, but if you compared, say, Malcolm Turnbull and Pope Francis, there's not a lot of common ground there.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Frankly, much of his stated philosophy is hard to reconcile with the social and moral teachings of the Church.
Well, it is, because the Church is far more conservative than him on the social issues, marriage, all on that whole raft of questions. And the Church is more progressive than him on questions of economic justice, climate change, and so forth.
Yeah.
The old Malcolm was closer to Pope Francis on climate change, but not the new.
Now, Malcolm Turnbull, as you say, was a convert.
Yes.
What was the religion of his childhood and his youth?
He was a Presbyterian. A nominal Presbyterian, at least, through his father, Bruce. Indeed, Turnbull rather proudly traces his heritage right back to the very early 19th century. A distant ancestor of his, John Turnbull, was one of the original Presbyterian free settlers in Australia, who set up what is still the oldest church in Australia, the Ebenezer Church at Portland Head on the Hawkesbury River. But he admits himself it wasn't a particularly religious boyhood, and he lapsed into agnosticism sort of by his teens.
It didn't stop him having an Anglican wedding, though, did it, in his early 20s? How did that come about?
He was in England at the time, in Oxford, and he wanted to marry Lucy, and she, of course, was Catholic, he Presbyterian, but they married in the Church of England, and Malcolm apparently used his powers of persuasion on the local priest to say, "You owe a duty as the head of the established church to prevent fornication in your parish." They were his exact words, apparently.
Yes, he seems very proud of the sort of legalistic game he played with the local Anglican vicar. What prompted Turnbull's conversion to Catholicism? It appeared to happen as the entire Turnbull family itself was, I guess, re-examining their faith, according to your piece.
Yes, you've got to go back a couple of steps here. Malcolm Turnbull's father-in-law, Tom Hughes, raised a Catholic, but he fell away, as I understand it, for some time, but then was brought back to serious Catholicism by a Jesuit priest, Emmett Costello, the same man who was one of Tony Abbott's mentors.
And we should say, by the way, a very establishment kind of Jesuit, not quite the Jesuit of the slums that we think about.
Indeed.
I think he used to get around in a family Rolls Royce, didn't he?
I've read that too. Yes, indeed. But anyway, there's no question that that Tom Hughes was brought back to serious Catholicism. Lucy then started And again, I haven't interviewed them, so I really don't want to talk as I'm speaking from a one-on-one discussion. But they are on the record on these subjects. And Lucy, who'd had some sort of epiphanous negative religious experience as a teenager while at school, began going again at St. Mary's Cathedral, I believe it was. And then Malcolm decided that he too would convert.
Yes, it's important to point out that, as you say, while you haven't interviewed Malcolm Turnbull, we're not just speculating idly. This is all from statements that the Turnbulls have put on the record.
Yes.
Another statement that was on the record comes from the former Anglican Archbishop of Sydney, Peter Jensen. He had a pretty stringent view of Malcolm Turnbull and his understanding of Christianity. What did Peter Jensen say?
This was in Peter Jensen's book, The Future of Jesus, which came out, I think, in 2008 or 2009. Some views of Turnbull's were quoted, not on purely theological matters, but on social questions. Turnbull had stated the classic libertarian arguments for free markets on the economic side and individual choice on the question of, you know, what the average citizen should or should not be allowed to do. Jensen said, in effect, I think Jesus would disagree on everything that Malcolm Turnbull has said. It was a pretty tough statement. I have to stress again, he wasn't talking about the absolute fundamentals of Christianity. He was talking about the secondary issues of how one should live, and in public policy terms.
Yes, I mean, he was effectively challenging, if you like, Malcolm Turnbull's applied Christianity.
Correct, his applied Christianity in the public sphere.
What do you believe is Turnbull's understanding of his duty as a Christian in public life? He's quiet about it. All of our religious leaders are quiet about it today, compared with, I think we had a discussion at the last election, compared with Tony Abbott and Kevin Rudd. But what do you, from what his said publicly, what do you believe Turnbull's view of his Christian duty is?
He said fairly little about this, but reading between the lines, Malcolm Turnbull, perhaps if he was given free rein by his party, and he hasn't been, that's just the truth of the matter, that's the obvious truth, there's no point anyone denying it. If he was given free rein, my sense is he's a man of a bit of the old-fashioned noblesse oblige sort of Christianity. So he's very wealthy. He's largely self-made. The record shows he's been very generous in his own personal charitable giving and so forth, and he and Lucy have been very actively involved in many worthy causes. But the modern Liberal Party, in economic terms, is a neoliberal party, and Turnbull seems to believe in that. Lower and lower taxes, lower and lower social spending. That's just the modern Liberal Party. And if you want to be the leader of it, that's what you have to argue for. My personal theory is that Tony Abbott's failure, at the end of the day, his failure was not for all the reasons normally cited. It's because he was an inadequate spokesman for neoliberalism. Mm. And I actually further think he didn't really believe in it, coming from his traditional Catholic formation, but that's another issue.
But from what you were saying, though, Roy, were Malcolm Turnbull to be, you know, given the freedom to be himself, he would in fact be what Peter Jensen says, and that is more libertarian on economics and more libertarian on social positions. So he would in fact be even further from traditional Catholic teaching.
Yes, I mean, I think that's probably right. The only thing I'd add, though, is that he has said in his public statements that he does want Australia to stay as a higher wage country. In other words, is so wealthy. It's trickle down, but a generous trickle down. Mm. He really believes in the market. He honestly believes in it, I think. Mm. That's the impression I get. And he thinks that's the best way to help everyone, that the very rich will somehow, by some mysterious process, help all. And if everyone was as generous as him, that might be so. But of course, history proves it's not so. Mm.
Roy Williams, author of In God They Trust, The Religious Beliefs of Australia's Prime Ministers. And next week, Roy examines the faith of opposition leader Bill Shorten. And this is the Religion and Ethics Report.